Hey beautiful, it's Miriam Castilla here. And if you've been wondering why it is that you can manifest all sorts of cool stuff except for money, then stick around because this video is for you. Now, why is money different? Why is money hard? Why is it that you can manifest beautiful car parks, or maybe you can win competitions or even holidays, or you can manifest the right man or woman of your dreams? And when it comes to money, it's different. It's hard. Money doesn't want to show up. Money doesn't want to continue to flow. And the harder you try, the worse it seems to get. Well, I'm here to tell you the truth. And the truth may sting, but trust me, this is for your own good. The reason that money is different and money is hard is because you're making it so. You decided at some point that money is different and money is hard. And this universe is simply a reflection of your belief system, of your vibrational set point. It'll reflect back to you everything you believe to be true, everything that you're putting out into it. Because really all this universe is this ocean of motion, this energetic soup. And you're part of that. Your energy is constantly flowing out, transmitting out to the field. And then by law of resonance and law of attraction, you get matching things coming back to you. And your vibration, as much as it is, I want money, you think, I want money, give me the money. What it actually is why is money hard? Money's different. Money's still not showing up. It didn't show up last time. I hope it shows up this time. It better bloody show up this time. Oh my God, it still hasn't shown up yet. There's no money. The money's hard. The money's not showing up. Why is money so different and so hard? That's the vibration you're really sending out. And so the universe just mirrors and echoes it back to you. It's just an echo coming back to you. That's what your current financial situation is all about. It's an echo of the vibration that you've sent out into the field. And I know this can be a little bit hard to swallow. I've had to have moments where I've had to sit down and go, yep, really the only person that you can blame or hold accountable is the person in the mirror. And so this is not always what we want to hear when we're not getting what we want, but it is the truth. And the reason that this keeps happening is because you probably have a tendency, like most humans, to reference what you expect to get in the future from what has happened in the past. And we're surrounded by people like our parents who have been programmed into, you've got to work hard for money, don't ask for more than your fair share, you don't deserve that yet, you haven't worked hard enough, all this sort of stuff, don't be greedy now. All these kinds of messages program us to believe that money is different and money is hard. So every time you're referencing the past, you're driving, looking in the rearview mirror, thinking it's your windshield, right? And what that means is you end up in the same place over and over and over again. You're using your past experience to create your future. And it's happening because you're unconsciously in a habit of believing that the past is the truth. And by believing the past is the truth, you make it your future. But the truth is whatever you choose to make it. The truth is whatever you choose it to be. And so what you actually need to do is just to make a decision that you will stop referencing your present and your future by the past. Because money doesn't have memory. Energy doesn't really have memory. It just responds in the moment, right? This law of vibration, law of resonance, it's a moment by moment proposition. So whatever happened in the past is totally irrelevant unless you choose to remember it, because then you're making it your current vibration, which creates your future reality. So you need to make that decision to draw a line in the sand and stop referencing everything you believe to be true by past experience, because all it does is recreate it. Draw a line in the sand and choose to start a fresh slate right now. Wipe the slate clean, start fresh, and see what's possible. And you know, this can be challenging, it can be confronting. And it does mean that, you know, if you're not surrounded by the right kind of people, it is difficult, because this programming is all around us. And most people aren't even aware that they're constantly repeating it. And so People are running around the whole time programming one another and reprogramming one another into these old patterns, into these old belief systems. So it's really important that you get yourself a powerful community that gets it, that understands what you're all about, and that, yep, even though this might be happening now, this is happening because of your past vibration, and it's totally irrelevant. The only thing that matters is what you choose now, what you choose to think, believe, how you choose to speak and act right now in this moment, because this moment is your moment of power where you create your future. So the reason money is hard and is different, has been up until now, is because up until now you chose to believe so, because up until now you chose to reference everything by the past and by what you heard from other people. And all you need to do to shift that is to stop referencing what you believe to be true about money based on the past experience and wipe the slate clean. You can totally do this. You can totally do this. Surround yourself with the right people, get some support. I've popped a link in the description to one of my free resources to help you with that, to help you stay on track. So please grab that and then find yourself an amazing community of like-minded women, like my Manifesting Circle Facebook group, and make sure that you immerse yourself deeply into an environment that will help you to wipe the slate clean, fresh every single day, because right now you're creating your future. I'm going to leave it right there. You know what to do. Links in the description. I'll see you soon. Bye for now.